Okay, so welcome everyone to our August meeting. I'll declare the meeting open at 5:01 p.m. We begin today by acknowledging the Balladong Noongar people as traditional custodians of the land and skies on which we gather, and we pay our respects to their elders past, present and emerging. Present in the room we have Councillor Caffell, Councillor Courtney Thompson, Councillor Nichols, myself and Councillor Macken on the phone. We also have Andrew, Cody and Michael with us, and our leave of absence was previously granted to Councillor Rogers, so she's not with us for this meeting. We have no guests. Okay, so we don't have any apologies. Well, we have apologies from Councillor Rogers. Response to previous public question time. Time saying on notice. Public question time. Neil. Applications for leave of absence for September. Does anyone have any for the meeting's 30th of September? Will everybody be here on the 30th? Yeah, that's good. We don't have any leave of absence. Any declaration of members' interest in the agenda items? No? Okay, we'll move along. 9.1, our ordinary council meeting minutes. Officers' recommendation that the minutes of the council meeting held on the 24th of June 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. What am I doing? Okay, so let's try again, shall we? 9.1, officers' recommendation that the minutes of the council meeting held on the 22nd of July 2026 be confirmed as a true and accurate record of proceedings. Can we please have a mover?
Sure.
Thank you, Councillor Nichols. A seconder? Thank you, Councillor Caffell. So, anyone have any questions regarding these minutes at all? I think I just had one business arising. I was just going to ask from it. Did we hear back from the Uniting Church at all?
Through the chair, no.
No.
Not at this point.
I didn't think so. Yeah. Thank you. Okay. So did anyone have any questions regarding those minutes at all? No? Anyone oppose? No, that's carried. Announcements by presiding person without discussion. Neil, petitions, deputations, presentations, submissions. Neil. Our list of payments, 12.1. Okay, the officer's recommendation that council pursuant to regulation 13.1 of the local government financial management regulations 1996 receives a report from the chief executive officer on the exercise of delegated authority in relation to payments made from municipal funds for the period 1st of July 2026 to 31st of July 2026 totaling $457,072.49 as contained in attachments 12.1. Can we please have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Nichols. A seconder? Thank you, Councillor Courtney Thompson. Okay, I'm going to open this to the floor for any questions regarding 12.1.
I did for the Andrew, the IT vision. What was that for?
Can you put, sorry, did you write down the EFT number? Sorry.
Oh, sorry, no, I've got it here. Yep. EFT 8488. Just says IT vision subscription.
Sorry, that we were talking before the meeting that some of the second lines have been cut off on what was presented.
Oh, okay.
So
yeah.
I've got the original up here.
Oh, thanks.
So that's our yearly subscription to the software we use.
Yeah.
Our business software.
Oh, yeah.
So that's Synergy?
Yes.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Yeah.
The one we're holding on to.
Yep.
As long as we can.
Yeah. That sounds good. Thank you very much.
Because that's cheap.
Yes, that's very cheap. Yes. So I just had just some questions. The EFT 8472. So the payment listing is the financial assistance budget review.
Yeah. Alice Bryant. Yeah. She does contracting. She helped us in the prior year as well. So she just gave me some overview and done some reviews.
Just
so there's a second person looking over the final budget.
Yep. No, Rachel used to have that support as well. So I just, yep. So thank you for that. But the 8489, the salary continuance renewal, what is that?
That's insurance, so salary continuance. So that's for me, Mike and Andrew, the management staff. If one of us was on a workers' comp claim or unable to perform, you've got coverage for both our salary and to get somebody into the position.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
Because obviously
that's actually very reasonable insurance for the year then, isn't it? If it does all three of you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's actually really reasonable. So that's obviously through LGIS as well.
Yeah. JLT are like a secondary provider that do some of the things that LGIS themselves can't do. They reach out and they insure us for
JLT. Yeah, but
JLT.
It's part of their little fingers. Yes. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Sorry, I usually get a chance to see you before and I didn't get that opportunity this week.
That's fine.
The EFT 8490, the LHJAC sampling scheme annual fee of $420. What is that? We there's an awful lot of annual fees, isn't there?
Especially at this time of the year.
Yeah. What is that one?
That, through the chair, is a it's a fee that's charged through all local governments that allows us to get sampling done, whether it be for water testing or asbestos or a variety of different things. The fee itself kind of majority seems to go to urban uses. We had a meeting recently with the scheme operators and they acknowledged that it seems to be very metro based. However, they are looking at options for regional councils and how we can kind of claim more
so
money.
If we don't claim, we've just paid it, but...
It goes into a broader scheme that provides funding for all local governments.
Oh, okay. So you're not able to just pay as you go? No?
You can opt out. Like, we do get water testing, so we have twice yearly testing for our two bores.
Up
by the dam,
Up
by the tip.
Yeah. Okay.
So we get a reduced rate when we send it off to one of their operators or one of their facilitators.
Yeah. Whereas if we opted out, then if we sent them away, it's probably going to be probably maybe more.
I think if you look at it, you're probably still spending about the same for each.
Yeah.
Like we're not better off, but we're not really worse off either.
Yeah. And the 8491, the Market Creations annual subscription of $14,000. What is that one?
Market Creations are the providers that do our website, so that's the support and hosting of our website for the year.
So internal staff don't do the website.
We update it, but we don't host it, so they do the major updates. They make sure that it's technically compliant with disability access. They pay for the hosting. They do a lot of the kind of work.
It's an awful lot of money, doesn't it? For someone just to look at our website and say it needs to be updated.
Well, they provide like the infrastructure and stuff it all runs on and like the hosting and the security in the background and stuff. If you were to do it yourself, you'd need like a specific IT person or a team of IT people that would do that. Plus, you still have to pay to host your website and stuff like that. So what we do is the content and what it looks like and what goes on there. And they handle the actual platform we have to put that information.
So website's not just an app on at your council. So do you have to excuse me because I don't know anything about
it. They provide all the security. Is that commonplace? That sounds really expensive.
That's a lot of money.
It's commonplace through all local governments.
Yeah. Can we check up with the other councils?
They're well good preferred. So they're listed on the well good preferred. All councils have a very similar content and website kind of layout.
Because I wouldn't say they're really gnarly, because a few times I've forgot what day the meeting is, so I've had to get on, and it takes a fair while to find something on there.
The content is ours, so we update the content. They provide all the background from the point of view of the templates that allow us to update it, the security of it, the hosting of it, so it means that our website hopefully won't get hacked. So they provide all that security background.
But wouldn't we have that in? You know how, like at home, I have the trend that stops anyone hacking into my computer. We don't have that on our computers.
Slightly different for websites.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, actually, it just seems like
it's very different.
Really, a lot of money for 1 year for a website.
That's cheap.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh gosh. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, the larger councils would be paying multiples of that.
Wow. But their website would be getting hit thousands of times a day, potentially. Yeah. Ours might be a couple hundred times a year.
Yeah. But, there's actually quite a...
We get a couple thousand every month.
Do we?
Yeah.
Wow, okay.
I might actually bring up at the information session when we're talking about the hotel, because we did actually get a report on that, which was pretty good, just to show the interest. But... yeah, no, we do get at least a couple of hundred views every month.
Oh, because I got on it today. I've got to bring it up anyway later, but... And I couldn't work it.
Okay.
I could find the council information stuff, but what I couldn't find what I was looking for, so either it's not there or I didn't know how to find it.
Potentially that's on us. We can do on the display side, we may be able to fix some things and move stuff around. But typically, if you've been to other councils' websites, you'll notice they all have a very similar design.
Okay.
You push council and then you go down, and then there's the councillors' agenda, minutes, and stuff like that.
Gosh. When you compare it to, you know, our rates of, you know, what are they now? Because they've been changing with 1.4. What are they now? 1.5? The rates?
1.7.
1.7. 1.7. Yeah, Anyway, thank you for answering that. It's just a big figure. The 8496, the Think Project Asset Register for 11,000. What is that one? So we tell someone what assets we've got and they make a register for us?
That's not all assets, that's road assets. So that is Mike's.
You're responsible for spending $11,000.
This used to be called RAMS, if you've ever seen RAMMS before. What it does is it takes your road network and makes an asset database on it, but it breaks it down into the sub-base, the base, the road service.
It allows you to do your yearly plans for like road maintenance schedules and all that, and it sort of, as you do it, you update to keep basically a record of what you've got and what needs to be fixed. And
oh, okay.
You also need it for grant funding. If you don't have that, they won't give you grant funding.
Well, we need that.
And it tracks how many years old it is since you've done a road
service and stuff like that. Oh, okay.
So it can allow you to plan for road services that may be getting up in age. We've had it for years.
It's been around for a long time. The name's new.
Oh, the name's new. Yeah. Oh, right. Okay, that's why it stood out. Okay, thank you. I'm nearly done, promised. 8508, the APRA license fees for Musical Rural. What is that?
That is a license fee that we have to pay to play music at any of our venues. Any event, anything to have public music, we have to pay the government a certain amount of money.
Okay.
Pretty much any business has to pay that if they're going to have music playing, even if it's just the radio.
Oh, okay. Thank you for answering those. Councillor Nichols, did you have something I missed?
No, so you did, I think you did about three of mine, and the other ones were the ones that were just missing some info, which didn't come across, but
okay,
they're all good.
All right. I'll resend the attachment with the missing bits.
I only had one. It was ADAPT Electrical. Do you ever get a breakdown of the costings? Because I've seen
the 17,000 ones.
Yeah, we get bills from Dan, and he's been a bit slack on his
breakdowns.
I just wondered if we're getting
most of the time he won't.
Always messages me through what he did. The hours that he's put in, and the parts and things like that. So before anything's paid out, he's talked to me about what's going on.
Sounds pretty good.
We typically agree in advance because we get the purchase orders and stuff done.
Yeah.
So if we do have multiple things on the same invoice, it's by project, and then he lists how many hours and whatnot he puts.
It's just a big number. So.
Yeah, well, that one was.
One of the CapEx jobs.
Yeah,
that one. So that's the switchboard and caravan park and all that
stuff. And moving that from the netball court, wasn't it? Oh, okay. Were there any other questions regarding this financial report? No. Okay, is anyone opposed? No. Okay, so that one's carried. Okay, 12.2 is our financial management report for the month of July 2026. Officer's recommendation that Council, pursuant to the Local Government Financial Management Regulations 1996, adopt the monthly financial report as contained in Attachment 12.2 for the period ending 31st of July 2026, comprising A, Statement of Financial Activity, and B, Supplementary Information Information Note 1 to Note 12. Can we move it, please? Councillor Courtney Thompson, a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Caffell. Are there any questions regarding this? No. Does anyone oppose? No. Carried. Okay. 13.1, office closure. Christmas New Year period for December 26, 27.
Through the chair, just noting that there is a financial interest from staff members regarding this.
Yes.
Happy to leave should you wish us to leave.
I don't have a problem. Does anyone else need the staff to leave? No. Very fine. Okay. So, did anyone want some time to re-look at this? No? We'll get straight into the recommendation. Okay, that Council, one, approve the closure of the Shire Administration Office during the Christmas New Year period, close of business Wednesday the 23rd of December and reopening 8:30 on Monday the 4th of January 2026. 27. And I'm also going to just quickly duck back to my notes. So that is with staff utilising 4 days of leave entitlements. Number one, option one. Okay. And number two is that leave required for the office closure period be in accordance with option two. And number three is to advertise the administration office closure to the public leading up to the office closure. So we are in favour of option two, where the staff are using only 2 days of leave entitlements.
Thinking the past few.
Yes, we have. They work really, really hard through the year.
Yep.
So it's just a little reward. Yeah, so are you happy with that, Councillor Macken?
Yep, I'm all for that, yep.
Yep, thank you. Yep, perfect. Just making sure you're still with us. Rightio, so we're going to go for option two. So can I move it, please? Thank you, Councillor Nichols. A seconder?
I'll second it.
Oh, thank you, Councillor Macken. Okay, there wasn't really a discussion on this. No? Anyone oppose? No? That's carried. 13.2, change of date for our September Council meeting. The officer's recommendation. The Council approved the rescheduling of the September 2026 Ordinary Council meeting from Tuesday 23rd of September 2026 to Tuesday 30th of September 2026, commencing at 5 p.m. in the Council Chambers at 1 Donnan Street, Tamman, and that the change of the meeting date be advertised as required by the Local Government Act. Can we just have a mover? Thank you, Councillor Courtney Thompson, and a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Caffell. Does anyone want to discuss this at all?
Will that be updated on the website?
Yeah.
Yes.
And it should be Wednesday.
It's Wednesday, it's not Tuesday. That's what I couldn't.
Oh, thank you very much. It is Wednesday. Thank you.
And it was just mentioned in the background too, Cody, up top. That's Tuesday.
Thank you. I'm not sure why I believed it was on a Tuesday.
That's all right. Thank goodness that you're all on board on top. So I just read it and it doesn't register. So.
Yeah, that Wednesday is this one.
Well done. Okay, did anyone oppose? No, that one's carried. 13.3, request to initiate review of local laws. The officer's recommendation that council endorse to initiate a review of the Shire's local laws and provide local public notice stating that the Shire proposes to review its local laws under S316 of the Local Government Act 1995. Gives local public notice stating that the Shire proposes to review its local laws under S316 of the Local Government Act 1995 as per the following time frame. And you have all read the time frame. Do you need me to read it for you? No? Three, notes that a copy of the local laws may be inspected or obtained at the determined Shire offices or from its website. Advises that submissions about the local laws may be made to the Shire before a day to be specified in the notice, being a day that is not less than 6 weeks after the notice is given, and notes that the results of the above advertising are to be presented to Council for consideration of any submissions received. Can we have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor Nichols. A seconder? Thank you, Councillor Caffell. Did anyone want to re-look at this? You got any questions? It's pretty straightforward. Yeah, does anyone oppose? No, that's carried. 13.4, CEO performance review process.
Chair, again, just noting I have a conflict on this one.
Yes, thank you. Okay, the officer's recommendation that the 2025-2026 Chief Executive Officer performance review be conducted internally by the whole of Council and the Shire President coordinate the review process in accordance with the Chief Executive Officer's employment contract. Can we have a mover, please? Thank you, Councillor Nichols. A seconder? Thank you, Councillor Courtney Thompson. Okay, so I'm happy with the internal review. I don't think we need to go at external for Andrew's review at all.
Any thoughts? When does it have to be done by?
By end of September, is that right?
Through the chair, the commencement date was November 18th,
yes.
So as long as it's in train, there's no major issues.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So we can facilitate when all councils are back on board, we can facilitate a meeting to have a chat about future KPIs and then the previous KPIs that we had.
Oh, that takes a lot of pressure off.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's a fair bit of work.
Mm.
Yep.
The last one was mind you, was the first one.
Yes.
This one probably should be a little bit easier for us. Yeah. But okay then. So did anyone have any other questions regarding this? No? Does anyone oppose? No? So that's carried then. Internal it is. So 14, matters of consideration, building health were nil. 15, matters of consideration, town planning, nil. 16, elected members' motions of which notice has been given is nil. And matters for which the meeting may be closed, there was none. So I declare the meeting closed at 5:26 p.m. Thank you very much, everyone. Thank you, Councillor Macken.